بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers, sisters and brothers listening at home over the receiver. Once Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, he goes past the Qabrastan, the graveyard in Kufa. And he has some people with him, some friends. And as he comes to the graveyard, he addresses the inmates of the Qabr. And he says, Ya Ahl al-Qubur, Ya Ahl al-Turba, Wa Ya Ahl al-Ghurba, Wa Ya Ahl al-Wahsha, Wa Ya Ahl al-Wahda. He says, O people of the Qabrastan, those who are in the graves, those who are all alone, in desolateness, no families, no friends, all alone in the Qabrs, in those dark Qabrs, they've left everything behind, they're all alone. Wahsha, it is a place of alienation, desolateness. And then he tells them, أَمَّا الدُّور فَقَدْ سُكِنَتْ. You know the houses you left behind? There are people dwelling in there now. وَأَمَّا الْأَزْوَاجِ قَدْ نُكِحَتْ. Your wives, they have remarried. And if there were women in those graves, your husbands have remarried. وَأَمَّا الْأَمْوَالِ فَقَدْ قُسِمَتْ. All the money you left in this world, everything is being distributed and finished. هَذَا خَبْرُ مَا عِنْدَنَا. This is the news that we have for you from the dunya. That everything we left behind, everything somebody else is now enjoying. What is the khabar you have for us? وَمَا خَبْرُكُمْ وَمَا خَبَرُكُمْ. What is your khabar? Then Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala turns around to his friends and he says, if only they could speak, then they would have said, وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ الزَّهَدِ التَّقْوَى. That if they could speak and make us hear, they would have said, and prepare for the akhirat, because that is the best provisions a person can have. This is the reality in this dunya, my respected friends and elders. This is the reality when we leave this world. That a person is all alone, is isolated in his qabr. As far as the dunya is concerned, we know today's time especially, people are fighting over the inheritance. People are fighting for their shares. Their arguments. People go to court. Years go past. Allama Iqbal rahmatullahi alayh, he says a very beautiful couplet. He says, Andheri qabr khud hi tayyari karne ki fikr kar. That dark qabr, he addresses us and he says, O person, make fikr. Andheri qabr khud roshan karne ki fikr kar. Brighten that qabr yourself. That qabr that you're going to go into one day, khud hi roshan karne ki fikr kar. That you now begin to make that qabr of yours that you're going to go into, which is a dark place, deep down in the earth. Khud hi roshan karne ki tayyari kar. Now you start brightening it. With what? With good deeds, good amal. And he says, Aaj zinda ruh se koi wafa nahi karta. Today we have people around us, friends, we have family members. People are alive, yet we find that nobody is loyal to the other. In this dunya also, very few we will find they are loyal to the next person. So he says, kal mitti ki dher, tomorrow that heap of sand that is the qabr, koi dua karne aayega? You think any person will come stand there by the qabr and make dua for us? When in this world, when a person is alive, there's nobody showing that allegiance and that kindness. How many children have abandoned their parents? How many families have separated? How many business partners have left one another? People in this dunya are not wafadar. He says, so you think somebody will now remember you after you leave this world? Therefore, prepare your own qabr. Brighten it. Make the tayari. Start preparing. And bring those good deeds for yourself that will help you in your qabr. My respected friends and elders, this life in this world without Allah is a very bleak life. It's a dark life. There is no life without Allah. There is no life without the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This heart that we have, it is empty. It is void without the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes into a person's heart, then it brings him such sukoon. And we will see when we make the dhikr of Allah, the sukoon we enjoy. Those few moments of ecstasy, sakina, peace, serenity, tranquility. So when Allah's name is taken, when the love of Allah comes, when the rivers of the love of Allah Ta'ala flow through this heart, a person now gains some power, physical strength, spiritual strength. The nur in his heart now becomes brighter. He gets that ghidha, that nourishment for his soul. Now he begins to have that bond and attachment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because everything else is nothing. It is only the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that propels him forward into obeying Allah, to glorifying Allah, praising Allah, going into sujood before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever he gets a chance, he will talk about his Allah, the greatness of his Allah, the beauty of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is easy to claim that we have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were many who claim the love for Layla. كُلٌّ يَدَّعِي حُبَّ لَيْلَى. Many people say we love Layla, we love Layla. وَأَمَّا لَيْلَى فَلَا تُقِرُّ بِذَاكَ. But Layla, she does not acknowledge that. She only know one person loved her was Majnoon. So that's a false claim people had that they loved Layla. Like their respected brothers and elders. We claim we love Mawla, we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to analyze our lives. Are we doing those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do? Are we really gaining His pleasure? Are we obeying Him? Are we giving preference to His love over the love that we have for everything else? The love in this world, we can have all the various types of loves in this world. That is not equivalent to the love that we should be having for Allah. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشْدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The believers, they are more stronger in the love for Allah. The love for Allah is dominant. It overpowers everything else. It is greater. It is more. The love of this dunya, it is just like a drop in the ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as compared to Allah's love. Shaykh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi says, he addresses Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he says, that Ya Allah, besides me, Allah has got so many makhluk and creation, yet He still remembers me. Allah still provides for me. Allah still thinks of me. When I am sick, Allah gives me cure. When I am in suffering, Allah comes and removes the pain and suffering that I am undergoing. So Allah has got so many billions of creation, but He still has time for me. He still thinks of me. But on the other hand, I've only got one Allah, and I've forgotten Him a countless number of times. I've forgotten Allah a countless number of times. Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi Alayhi, he says that if a person has every person in this world besides Allah, then he's got nothing. He has got none. But if a person has Allah with him, and he has nobody else in this world with him, he has everything. Our Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullahi used to say, "Yo tu ek mera, to sab meri, falak mera, zameen meri, tu ek na mera, to koi shay nahi meri." Oh Allah, if you are mine, everything becomes mine. The skies, the earth, everything becomes mine because Allah is mine. But Allah, if I do not get you, then I have lost everything. In one riwayat it is mentioned, Ya ibn Adam, utlubni tajidni. Search for me, look for me, you will find me. Wa in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. Wa in fittuka fataka kullu shay. You find me, you have found everything. Everything becomes the person when he's got Allah. When a person loses Allah, he misses Allah, he has lost everything. My respected friends and elders, this love of Allah is something that we need to inculcate within our hearts. The love of Allah must be our goal, our focus. And therefore, Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullahi Alayhi says that his heart knows its road. Run in that direction. The heart knows that we need to fully need the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So run in that direction. Do not go in the direction which takes us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The journey of love of Allah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this journey that we are all undergoing, perhaps it's a long journey, and perhaps in the beginning it is difficult. There are many hurdles, there are tests, there are trials, Allah tests us. Are we genuine in our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or is it a fake love? In the beginning there are various trials and tribulations and tests. But as a person, he perseveres, he is determined. And when he is tested, he gives preference to the love of Allah. Then he overcomes these tests and trials in this path, in this journey. And then he begins to enjoy some ecstasy and enjoyment. And that enjoyment our mashayikh in Ahlullah had, the love of Allah Ta'ala that was deep rooted in their hearts, that they could actually address the kings, the Mughal kings of the time. And they would say to them, those Mughal kings had all the riches of the world and power and authority and strength. And these simple friends of Allah, who had Allah in their hearts, and they would tell those Mughal kings, if only you people knew what we are enjoying in our hearts, you will fight us with your swords to snatch away this ecstasy of the love of Allah Ta'ala that we have. So this is something that we need to bring in our lives. That I love my Allah. Everything I do is only for the sake of my Allah. Many people who go for Umrah, they ask for advice amongst the advices they normally give them. And I tell them, when you emerge from your home now, and you're undertaking this special journey, then come out of your home as a lover of Allah. Every step you take now in this safar, on this trip, feel that I'm going closer and closer and closer to my Allah. And when you reach the pinnacle and you're standing before Baytullah, and then when you're seeing the house of Allah, and the anwarat, the effulgence that is coming upon the house of Allah, that is splashing around the people making tawaf, you stand there all awestruck, dumbfounded, tears flowing down your eyes onto your cheeks and your beard, and you're standing and you cannot believe, and you are crying out of happiness and ecstasy. That enjoyment you can't explain to any person. I am standing before the house of my Allah. And then the person is saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Oh my Allah, I am present. So respected friends and elders, this is the love of Allah Ta'ala. We need to bring in our hearts. Allah Ta'ala puts us into tests. وَبَلَوْنَاهُمْ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ وَالسَّيِّئَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. Remember, I mentioned this many times. Allah loves us. Allah Ta'ala loves us. Allah says, I test them with hasanat, with good deeds, with bounties. I give them good health, I give them wealth, I give them plentiful in this world, wife, husband, children. They have everything. So that this ni'mat should bring them closer to me when they make shukr. They appreciate the bounties. So if the person now takes his bounty, he appreciates it, utilizes it correctly, and he makes shukr of Allah, then he is becoming closer to Allah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ He's returning to Allah. And likewise, a musibat, a calamity that a person goes through, Allah says, sometimes it is illness, some sickness, sometimes it is some loss in this world, some financial problem. But this musibat brings him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How often you find person who's sick, may Allah grant everybody shifa. Sometimes the person has got cancer, or sometimes the person has got some heart problem. They're all alone. Who are they talking to? They're talking to Allah. They become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that musibat of theirs. And therefore that musibat takes them back to Allah. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ That bounty that takes a person away from Allah is not regarded as a ni'mat. It is not regarded as a bounty. In fact, that is regarded as a niqmat. Niqmat means it is a punishment from Allah. So bounties that we have, we enjoy all of us, it should take us closer to Allah. Any person going through any musibat and trial, again, that should take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ We all are returning to Allah. This is our journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected friends and elders, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. O Allah, we ask you for your love. Make this dua. It's a lengthy dua. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. Wa hubba al-amal alladhi yuballighuna hubbak. O Allah, I ask you for your love. I ask you for the love of those who love you. Those who are the true ashiqeen, the lovers of Allah. O Allah, make us love them. Because through loving them and they directing us, we will reach you, O Allah. And O Allah, also those actions, make us love those actions that make us reach you, that will gain your pleasure. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. O Allah, we ask you for your love. Another hadith dua, Allahumma ja'al hubbaka habba ilayna min kulli shay. O Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayna. Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya. O Allah, make your love most beloved to me min nafsi, than my own self. Wa ahli, my wife, my children. Wa min al-ma'il barid. And even cold water on a hot summer's day. Person is thirsty. That love he has for that water is going to quench his thirst. Even more than that, O Allah, place your love in my heart. Make me love you more than anything else, even myself. A person now, he is tested, especially in these times and this part of the year. There are temptations, evil, there's music, there's drugs, there's women, there's men. People are going and enjoying a so-called vacation sometimes. And the youth, we have spoken so often, we had a program also for the youth, so that perhaps they will come back and not go to those areas where shaitan is working all out. Nafs and shaitan are going to take them away from the iman, away from the deen. Now is the test. Is the love that I have for Allah more than the love I have for myself, for my family, for my friends, and for the enjoyments, the temptations? Is loving sin more beloved in my heart than loving my Allah? That's the test. Am I a genuine lover of Allah? Or is my love a fake one? Superficial. I'm not genuine. May Allah grant us His true muhabbat. We all are weak people. We all commit sins. But if we make dua to Allah, it is painful in the beginning. But then the pleasure a person derives, what our mashayikh have explained to us, our Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullahi Alayhi should mention all the time, and we have read their books, that some type of pleasure and ecstasy they were enjoying. What is it? Can't we also get a glimpse of that enjoyment? Can't we also enjoy a bit of that of the love they had of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Indeed we can. All we need is to go into the right direction. The heart knows the way. Run in that direction. And then we will see, As we overcome those hurdles, difficult first, these temptations, our friends are taking us, let us just go chill, let us go and have some fun. And the person says no for the sake of Allah. And when he says this, it's a pain that he undergoes on his nafs. He begins to suppress his nafs. It's not easy, it's painful, but Allah is aware of it. Allah knows that he's doing it for my sake. She is doing it for my sake. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them such strength and such happiness and such joy that they just enjoy this way of life. That is the way of life, drenched and drowning in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant it to me, may Allah grant it to all of you. All of us will become the true lovers of Allah and His Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين بسعي الدروس الشريف. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 الله
الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من كل شيء من أنفسنا وأهلينا ومن الماء البارد يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم مالي غناكم ما فرما ومالي خطاؤكم ما فرما الله forgive us completely my Allah Allah you are too loving too kind my Allah Allah you are most generous my Allah Allah we love you my Allah Allah but we are weak my Allah We are weak in our claims, my Allah. We are weak in our actions, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Allah, make us love you, ya Allah, the most, my Allah. Come into our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le. Make us yours now, my Allah. Ya Allah, make your love most dominant in our hearts, my Allah. Allah, if we get you, my Allah, we are successful in this world. In the qabr and akhirat. Ya Allah, if we lose you, my Allah, then we will lose the dunya and akhirat, my Allah. Ey Malik-e Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum kamzor bande hai, ya Allah. Hum mujrim hai, my Allah. We have raised our hands, seeking you, my Allah. Seeking from you, my Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'een. Allah, it is only your fadl and karam. You bless us with iman. Make us live with iman. Make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman. Protect us from shirk and kufr and nifaq and bid'ah and evil actions, my Allah. Hamani diluku musaffa mujalla muzakka bana. Cleanse and purify our hearts. Allahumma ati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. Anta khayru man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Allah forgive us for all the sins we committed, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, the darkness of the night in broad daylight, in public, in privacy. Allah protect us, my Allah. Don't make us go into and commit sins, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Be with us, my Allah. With our youth, my Allah. Protect them, especially in this time, my Allah. Ey Malik-e Kareem, if they're going towards evil, my Allah. Stop them, my Allah. Bring them towards good deeds, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the sweetness of begging from you, my Allah. The sweetness of your zikr, my Allah. The sweetness of your tilawat, my Allah. Of the Qur'an and Majid, my Allah. The sweetness of, ya Allah, of going to sajda before you, my Allah. Hey, Malik-e Kareem, give us the best of dunya, the best of akhirat, ya Allah. There are so many people, my Allah, who are sick, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are at home, at hospitals, my Allah. Grant them shifai kamil, ajil mustaqil daim. All the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabri jameel, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah.
Ya Allah, make us use it correctly, my Allah. Give us barakat in our lives, my Allah. In our wealth, my Allah. In our health, my Allah. Give us sihat, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, we've got so many hajat and needs, my Allah. There's nobody we can turn to besides you, my Allah. Fulfill all our needs and our hajat, my Allah. Ya Qadi al-Hajat, Ya Dafi al-Baliyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat, Allahumma kashif al-Gham, مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. الله forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, especially in Gaza, my Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, my Allah, the world can forget them, but you will never forget them, my Allah. You are our Rabb, my Allah. You are Hakim and Hakim, my Allah. Allah, everything is in your power, in your hands, your Qudrat, my Allah. Grant them victory, give them afiyat, my Allah. Help them, my Allah. You help them, my Allah. You help them, my Allah. With your divine help, ya Allah. Your special madad, my Allah. And in Syria and every other country, Allah, jahan bhi musalman pareshan aa gaye, unki pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, give us motud iman, motud madina sharif, baril jannatul baqim, my Allah. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah from the day of Qiyamah, the Holy Kuthur water from his Mubarak hands. Allah, make us enter Jannah without any hisab kitab. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah, make our children, our grandchildren become the coolness of our eyes. Make them anki tandak, my Allah. Ya Allah, make them excellent hafaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, burar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Protect them from all type of evil, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirreer, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Ya Allah, hazirin ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'u al-alim, wa tub alayna. Ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, there are so many young boys and girls of marriageable age, my Allah. Find them suitable partners, my Allah. Give them a life full of bliss and happiness and taqwa, and bless them with pious offspring, my Allah. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.